Oklahoma. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Isaiah 1:16-17. T. Russell Hunter was studying for a degree in the history of science at the University of Oklahoma when his research led him to encounter the abolitionists of slavery. Yet that research revealed obvious differences between the modern pro-life movement, which was the most prevalent mode of opposing abortion in the United States, and the abolitionist movement that ended chattel slavery in the United States and the British Empire in the 19th century. Those differences prompted Hunter to critically examine the theological and political foundations of the pro-life movement and therefore to launch the first efforts to abolish abortion in Oklahoma. Hunter was raised in a nominally Christian home. He recalled that the large black Bible that belonged to his father sat untouched on a desk throughout the week, except when his father would take the Bible to church with the family on Sundays. When he was 10 years old, Hunter heard the gospel at a summer camp and was struck by the truth that you are going to stand before God, and if you're not putting your faith in Christ, you're not going to be with him. Throughout his adolescence, Hunter said that he was worried about girls and basketball until he was 17 years old, when a pastor at his church recommended that he read Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. At this point, Hunter learned there was a need for actually following Christ in my day-to-day life. He thoroughly studied the New Testament while still in high school and continued to follow the Lord, becoming more serious about Christ in college. From his undergraduate years to his doctoral studies, Hunter noticed a continual progression in his life away from acting as a keep-my-head-down Christian, who was only bold around fellow believers, to a Christian who also represented his commitment to Jesus before unbelievers. His simultaneous interests in art, philosophy, and history synthesized with a natural affinity for Christian apologetics, all of which likewise shaped his pursuit of a history of science degree. Hunter eventually found himself working on a dissertation challenging the questionable idea that Charles Darwin proposed his theories on evolution to affect the end of slavery. While reading the works written by and examining the lives of the actual slavery abolitionists such as William Wilberforce, Frederick Douglass, and William Lloyd Garrison,